spent a little time yesterday on the Tosfos on the fine base on the base. The Gamasa Enlecha Boy Alamishas Kiddusha V'Ela. Tosfos quotes a Machlekes Amaroyim from Cheskes Hanbatim. Machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. Where is it? Lamed Aleph on the base. By Shnei Kiti Egem Hamachishim Zu Azu. What would be the din if they would want to testify, if either one of the two kitim would want to testify in another case? So Rav Huna's opinion is Zubob if Neatzma Mid, Zubob if Neatzma Mid, and that's how we paskin. Each katedim is kosher to testify in a different case. If you have Echad Mikadzeh, Echad Mikadzeh, then you know for sure that one of them is postulatus. Mimanavsho. So you don't have a kosher Eidim. That's the Gemara Shavuos. But if you have this cut will testify in another case, or the other cut will testify in another case, each one has a cheskas kashas. This is a kasha that the Afrainim discuss in Shulchan Aruch. They quote the Tshuvas Arif. If you have Trey or Trey testifying on a person, both testifying on the same person, two say that he's a ganef, and two say it's not true, he's not a ganef. Or two say he's a murderer, two say he's not a murderer. So then we say that he no longer has a cheskas kashas. Trey is a suffix. And you have to say that his postulate is misofik. So shouldn't it follow logically that the din should be like Rav Chisda, that Bahadi Sada Shakri Lomali, the way Tosfos understood our Tosfos, Ayin Beis Amud Beis, understood Rav Chisda, there in Baba Basra, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that if you have Trey or Trey, each one of the two Kiti Eidim is possible misofik. So they would only be good Lahaksik Maman, they wouldn't be good Lahotzi Maman. Why is it different if you have Trey or Trey contradicting each other as to whether Reuven is a ganef or not a ganef? So I say, since it's a suffix, Trey is a suffix, so he's not kosheleitis. Near he have Trey, so you see on the two Eidim that they are kosheleitis. Why isn't it the same as Trey testifying on a person? Rav Chisda thinks that it is the same. So he says, Bahadi sad shakri lomali. He cannot allow either of the Kite Eidim to testify in any other case. And we don't pass like Rav Chisda, we pass like Rav Huna. So that's a big discussion. The Tzais and others discuss why is there a difference? Why do we pass like Rav Huna? So the Gemara there on Lamed Aleph has another case where there's a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rava. And at one, the Gemara is trying to figure out what is Rava's opinion. So at one point the Gemara suggests that maybe Rava thinks like Rav Chisda. Then the Gemara backs out, it can't be. But in the Havamina, how can it possibly be that Rava thinks like Rav Chisda whenever he had Shnei the Eidim Amachishim Zu Azu? I cannot accept the testimony of either the Kite. Not only can you not accept Eid Echad Mikadzu, Eid Echad Mikadzu can you not accept together, because you know for sure that one of them is postulators. Even if you have this Kat Bifnei Atzmo, and that, or that Kat Bifnei Atzmo, the Gemara thought in the Havamina that Rava would agree with Rav Chisda. So Tosfos says, how is that possible? The Rava says on our daf, the Eid Zoymem is only Mikar Lahabohun, if so, why? Because Eid Zoymem is a Chiddush. Because Liyolim should really be Trey, and I should really, what, and if it's Trey, what would the din be? That either Kat would be Kosher. That's the Pashtus. Each of the Kiti Eidim would be Kosher. So the fact that we pass on the first Kat is Kula Chiddush based on the Parsha of Hazoma. So Tosfos says yes, but according to the Gemara's Havamina, at one point the Gemara thought in Bava Basra that Rava holds like Rav Chisda. Even in the case of Shnei Kiti Eidim Amakrish Mizuzu, both of the Kiti Eidim are possible. So if they're both possible, other Rabbis over here, the Chiddush of Eid Zemim is that the second Kat is kosher, not that the first Kat is possible. The first Kat is going to be possible anyway. So how can Rava say that that's a Chiddush? So that's what Tosfos answered. Right? That was one of the answers that Tosfos gave. Tosfos said that he, with respect to pasling the Torah Sofeg, that's not a Chiddush, and that he will be posel even a Mafreya. According to that point in the Gemara, we happen to pass like Rav Huna, that the Zubob of Neatzma Mida, the Zubob of Neatzma Mida. But even if one would have adopted the position of Rav Chisda, and at one point in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Lamed Aleph, the Gemara thought that Rav sides with Rav Chisda, they'll only be posel Misofeg. Long be possible misofik, and that still misofik, that will not be a chiddush, and that'll talk be la mafreyu nifso. What Rava says over here, mikara lahabu nifso, that'll only be lahaitzik, not lahachzik. That'll only be if the Eidim are coming lahachzik. So that chiddush at the possible, but tarasvada, even lahachzik is no good. That's a chiddush, and that'll only be mikara lahabu. But as far as possible and la'edis, lahaitzik, that'll be a davar pasha, that'll even be la mafreyu. That was one of the answers that Tosfos gave. The other answer that Tosfos gives was that the Gemara rejects it. The Havamina. How could the Gemara have ever even entertained the Havamina? So Tosfos says, according to the Havamina, the Rav thinks like Rav Chisda. You'll have to say the other explanation for Rav, that the reason why Mekad Lahava Nifsal is only with the Rabbanim Shem Seder de Lukuvas. Okay. So this was the topic that Tosfos was talking about. So in connection with this Tosfos Kasha, the same Tosfos appears in Sanhedrin, where he asks the same question. Because this Machlek is Abai Barav. Whether eight zamim on the mafreyah nifsal eight zamim mekara lahabo and nifsal, this machlekes appears in Sanhedrin as well. And daf chav zayinam and aleph. So the Tosfos there elach bay elach hidusha. Tosfos there asks the same kasha. Tema, the Gemara had at one point a havamin entertained a havamin at one point. Baba basu lamed aleph on the base. The Rabbah thinks like Rav Chisda. Rabbah thinks like Rav Chisda. Every case of shnei kiti eight zamim kishim zuzu, they're both puzzle. So the whole chiddush of Eitz Zemim is that the second kat is kosher, not that the first kat is pasul. So the psula of the first kat is not a chiddush then. That's a double pashut. So how can Rava say that it's only mikamer lahabo? Because ein lach boi l'mishas kedusha v'yelach. That's not a chiddush. The only chiddush is that the second kat is kosher. So Tosfos gives an answer that's very peladic. Rabbi Kivegra on the side of the page points out lo zachisi lahavin, and he gends off Hashem yoy reinai. So Tosfos gives an answer. The answer, the idea that they develop in the answer is very important to know. And Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSban, their application to this case is very strange. So they give the following answer. They say, what's the definition of a chiddush? A chiddush means an exception to the rule. That's how Rava says, a zaymim is a chiddush. It's an exception to the rule. In what sense? Because basically it's really trade. It's their word against their word. My cause is size lahanik, size lahanik. Whenever you have a case of trey, so you don't know who's telling the truth, who's telling the lie. So this case of hazam is an exception to the rule. If the two kiti eidim contradict each other, whether Reuven horig Shimon, Reuven loy horig Shimon, Reuven lovra, Reuven loy lovra, Reuven hizik, Reuven loy hizik, so that's trey. But this is an exception to the rule. If the second kat contradict the first kat by saying imanu ha'isim imakum pleini in the form of a hazam and a nusach of hazam actually azim gufin shleidim, then it's a chiddush haTorah that the second kat is believed, and the second kat is believed, and the first kat is not believed. Fine. So Tosfos says we have other cases that we consider things a chiddush. What's another example of a chiddush? So they quote from the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says basa b'cholav is a chiddush. What is the chiddush of basa b'cholav? In kol ha'terakula, we have a rule of tam ki ikar. Not only are you not permitted to eat treifis, if it's bien, you're not allowed to eat kosher food if it has a little flavoring from a non-kosher source. What's wrong with eating cookies that don't have ashgach? You're not talking about eating meat without that's nevela meat. What could be the worst thing about cookies that are not kosher? Or what could be the worst thing about any product that doesn't have ashgach? It has a little flavoring in it that's not kosher, but the flavoring is not going to be more than 50%. It's not going to be roiv. So let it be bottled for roiv. So the answer is that there's a din of tam ki ikar. How does this tam ki ikar, how does the tam of the yisr enter into the heter and accomplish that it should become that you shouldn't eat it? So it can enter in different ways. Either it's ayidei bishul, either because I cooked the treifa flavoring in the kosher food, or because it was kovishka mevushal, the kosher food was soaking in the non-kosher liquid for 24 hours. Or however, the non-kosher blia entered into the kosher food, doesn't make a difference. The din will always be tam ki ikar. Even though the tam of the yisr is way less than 50% of the whole food that I'm eating, you don't say, and I should have said that it's batal b'rav. You don't say that it's batal b'rav. You say that tam ki ikar. In basa b'cholav, there's a chiddush that if I cook the meat and the milk, it becomes basa b'cholav deraisa, but only derech bishul. Itor le'kuli yom b'chelva, if I soak the meat for 24 hours in milk, if it would have been treifa milk, elephant's milk, and I soak kosher meat in elephant's milk for 24 hours, then it's an isa deraisa to eat the meat because kavishka mevushal, so it has the bliya from the treifa elephant's milk. But we're talking about kosher milk. We're just talking about making it into basa b'cholav. So if you soak the meat in the milk for 24 hours, it absorbs the tam of the milk. It'll be tam ki ikar. But that doesn't tasa by basa b'cholav. That's an exception to the rule. That's a chiddush. That's what the Gemara calls a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Itor le'kuliyom b'chelvo shori. So basa b'cholav is an exception to the rule with respect to tam ki ikar. So the Gemara discusses in Chulin, how do you know this principle of Tanzika? That you're not allowed to eat kosher food that has a mixture of non-kosher ingredients in it that's less than 50%. Maybe I should always say that the non-kosher ingredient is bottle beer, right? And I talk about cookies that have chaza schmaltz sitting on top of it. They mix in the chaza schmaltz into the cookies and it should really become bottle. So where is there a pasuk in Chumash that teaches you the tam ki? So the Gemara has a machlekes satanoi and a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Whether what's the maskanas advarim? Whether this din of tam ki ikir is a din deraisa, din derabban. So the Gemara says at one point, Abayi says at one point in Chulin, Perkal Abasar, I'm going to prove to you that there's a din of tam ki ikir deraisa. How does he know that? Because when you cook basar b'cholov, it becomes treif. Normally, what does it mean you cook basar b'cholov? You're cooking meat and you mix in a little cholov to add a little flavoring. The cholov is going to be way less than 50%. Once in a while, you do the reverse. You're mixing, you're cooking milk and you'll put in a little bit of schmaltz into the milk. But it's never going to be 50-50. Either the overwhelming majority, either the thing is basically meat and you're going to cook, you're going to flavor the meat by adding a little bit of butter, a little bit of milk, or the reverse, the thing is basically milk. And you're going to give a little flavoring by adding a little meat. It's never going to be 50-50. Unless you say that the whole din of basar b'cholov only applies when it's 50-50. Exactly. So how can it be? So it's never going to apply. So Abayi says from the fact that the Torah has an institution of basar b'cholov, that itself is a dead giveaway, that tam ki ikir, that the flavor that's discernible when you eat the meat, you can taste the flavor of the milk, you don't ignore it. You don't say that it's bottled beroy. Since you're eating it and you taste it, is considered ki'ikr, as if the milk is still there. So that, from there, we should derive to kala terakula that there is a principle of tam ki'ikr. So Rava rejects Abayi's proof. Rava says he's not so convinced that that can serve as a hechacha, that tam ki'ikr. Why? Because we have a rule, mi'chidish le'afina. If you have a din in the Torah, the whole din of Mamatzinu, the whole principle of Mamatzinu, what are the Minush HaTorah and Reshes Mem, is based on the assumption that all the din HaTorah fit into one big pattern. So we mentioned every other day, we keep on saying, the Pasuk says, Atzei Shitim Omdim, and you establish that Pasuk is with respect to the Kashe HaMishkan. And you establish based on that Pasuk that there's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula that you have to use all of the mitzvahs, Kederach Kedilosim. Why do you have the right to learn that midin echad lachaver? Because the assumption is that all the din HaTorah fit into one pattern. But if you have a parsha that's clearly, if you have a din in the Chumash that's clearly a chiddush means it's an exception to the rule. So the Torah is telling us that this thing does not fit into the system. So mechiddush le'afina. You cannot learn out from the chiddush to extend it to other areas. This is an exception to the rule. All the other dinim in the Torah fit into a pattern. This one doesn't fit into the pattern. So in this klal that we have, mechiddush le'afina, does that mean you only cannot learn out the chiddush? You cannot extend the chiddush to other areas of halacha. What about if you have a parsha that has 1,001 dinim, and one of the dinim is a chiddush? So it means you cannot even learn out the other dinim. I don't know whether one of the dinim is clearly a chiddush. One of the 1,001 dinim is clearly a daba yotzim and a klal, daba seisas a klal. It's an exception to the rule. What about the other 1,000 dinim? I don't know one way or the other whether they're exceptions to the rule or they're part of the rule. So do you have a right to learn out, to take one of the other 1,000 dinim in the parsha to extend it to other areas of halacha? So the Gemara says that no. If you have a parsha that has 1,001 dinim, and one of those dinim is known to be a chiddush, an exception to the rule, you cannot even take one of the other 1,000 dinim, which you don't know one way or the other whether they're chiddush, cannot even use one of the other dinim as a binyanav to learn from there, to call a tarakula to the shar mitzvahs to extend it. And not only, that's what Tosfos points out, a chiddush on top of a chiddush. Not only, if you have this parsha in the Torah, let's say parsha is basar b'cholov, has 1,001 detailed dinim in it. You learn hilchas basar b'cholov, has a lot of dinim in it. So not only can you, and basar b'cholov has one chiddush lahakel, then in kol ha'tarakula we say tam ki ikir even by kovish kemevushal, and by basar b'cholov, kovish kemevushal is only the rabbanim. On the level of the Raisa, you don't say Kavish Kemevushal. It's only Basa B'cholav Derabbanan. There's a difference between Basa B'cholav Deraisa and Basa B'cholav Derabbanan. Basa B'cholav Deraisa has all the three prohibitions, Asa Levashel, and Asa Bachil, and Asa Bahanoa. Basa B'cholav Derabbanan is only Asa Bachil. It's Muta Bahanoa, it's Muta Levashel. Let's say a guy's in the army, or a guy works in a restaurant, and his job is to fry chicken with butter. So So strictly speaking, that's mutter. There's no iser. He may forget himself and eat, but usually he's going to work in a restaurant. It's not going to be kosher if they're frying chickens in butter. It means that the chickens are not kosher to begin with. He knows not to eat it. So the din is that there's no prohibition. We pass on the Shulchan Aruch. There's no iser bishul on chickens and butter because chicken is only the rabbanon. Whenever it's only basa b'chol drabba, just an isa bishul. It's not an isa, just an isa achila. It's not an isa bishul, and it's not an isa hano. So the Gemara makes it very clear in Chulin. Not only can you not extend that din, that kovish is lavke mevushol by basa b'chol, you certainly cannot extend that din to any other case because that's the exception to the rule. The rule is that kovish is kemevushol. This is an exception to the rule, so you have no right to extend. That call to other cases, you cannot even extend any other kula in Hilchas Basa B'Cholov to other areas of halacha. So just like this one din is a kula, namely that you don't say tam ki ikir, you don't apply kavish kemavushal to Basa B'Cholov on the level of the Raisi and Mekel. You don't say kavish kemavushal, so we should assume that even any other kulas in Basa B'Cholov also may be a chidish. Maybe they should not be extended to any other area. Now the shah is, what if you have a chumra in Hilchas Basa B'Cholov? You've demonstrated that in Basa B'Cholov there's a kula, that's a chiddush, that's an exception to the rule, that you don't apply kovish kemavushal. So you say you can't extend any kula in Hilchas, not only that kula can't be extended, that is the chiddush itself, that you don't say kovish kemavushal. Even any other din that happens to be in the parasha of Basa B'Cholov, if the other din is a kula, cannot be extended to any other areas of halacha. Maybe all the kulas are a chiddush. Just like this one is a chiddush, maybe the others are also a chiddush, cannot be extended. What if you have a din in Hilchas Basa B'Cholov that's a chumrah? That's a chumrah. And you don't know whether that's a rule or that's an exception to the rule. So Tosfos quotes from the Gemara Chulin that it says beferish. Because Basa B'Cholov has a kula, namely, that you don't say kavish kemavushal, all 1,000 dinim has 1,001 dinim of Basa B'Cholov. One din is a kula in the form of a chiddush, davar aseses aklal. So all the other 1,000 dinim are subject to questioning. Maybe all the other dinim are also chiddush. Even the dinim in Basa B'Cholov that are chumras, maybe everything is a chiddush. Maybe the kulas but the chumras are a chiddush. So that's good to know when you're learning Hilchas Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Bem. Normally there's a principle of mamatzinu, of binyanav. You can learn out from midin echad lachaveiro, extend the din that's written in the Chumash to all cases that are similar. But if it's a case of chiddush mechiddush lo yafin, or you can't extend the chiddush, so not only can you not extend the three things, not only do you not extend the chiddush itself, you can't even extend another din in that parsha that's in the same direction as the chiddush. The chiddush here was lahakel, that you don't say kavish kemavushal, you can't extend any other kulas from Basa B'Cholov to any other area of halacha. Maybe all the kulas are chiddush. And you cannot even, and the third klal, he cannot even extend a klal that's lechumra from Basa B'Cholov to call it our kul. Maybe the chumras and the kulas, maybe everything, maybe all the 1,001 dinim are all chiddush. So that's what Taisus demonstrates from the Gemara in Chulin. That's correct. Now Taisus applies it to answer their kasha over here. They were bothered with Akasha. The Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Lamed Alef and Beis had a havamin at one point to suggest that Rava thinks like Rav Chisda that shtei kitiyei d'mama k'chisha zu. So we should say behadi sadi shakri lomali. You cannot accept not the testimony of the first pair, not the testimony of the second pair, because it's the same as having trey on one person. That they all agree, that's given. If you have trey, two say that this man is a murderer, two say he's not a murderer. So misafik, you have to say he's postulated. So Rav Chisda holds the same is true. If you have trey, two say that Reuben is a murderer, two say Reuben is not a murderer. So it's a trey. These two are saying they're lying, and these two are saying that they're lying. So it's also a trey. So Rav Chisda holds, in any case, the trey, you have to pass on misafik. And we distinguish, we pass on like Rav Chisda, we distinguish. If you have trey, on one particular person, whether he's a postulatus or not, then you do pasul. But if you have trey, whether the moon appeared last night, two Edom say the moon appeared and Bezin should declare Rosh Chodesh, the other two say the moon didn't appear. So we would pass on such a case. That's the case that the Gemara talks about there. The Gemara Masechah Shavuos quotes from the Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah and discusses the Machlekes Rav Chisda Rav Chisda in a case of Kiddush HaChodesh. If you have trey, whether the moon did appear or didn't appear, So Rav Chisda will say, "Behadis Sadeh Shakri Lomali." You can't accept their testimony in any other case. Rav Huna says that you can. So again, so the Gemara entertained the Havamina at one point, which was immediately rejected. The Gemara entertained the Havamina that Rava perhaps thinks like Rav Chisda. So Tosfos says this murder is kashin. If Rava thinks like Rav Chisda, then in every case of Trey or Trey, Bahadi, Sadi, Shakri, Lomali, you can't accept the testimony of either Kateidim. So why does Rava consider it a Chiddush over here that the first Kat become Pasul? The Chiddush by Yedzamim is that the second Kat is kashin, not that the first Kat is Pasul. That was their kash. So they gave a teretz on Adav. If you all like Rav Chisda, only possible Torah Sofeh, and here by Yedim Zayim, the possible Torah Svada, okay, that was a good answer. So Tosfos there in Sanhedrin suggested a different teretz. They say, whenever you have a parsha that has 1,001 dinim, and one din is a chiddush, like over here, Yedim Zayimim, so the fact that the second kat Yedim is kosher latest, that's a chiddush. That's what Rav said. Rava said, because the hotrei trained in, my chos it's sais lahani, sais lahani. So really, I should have said that both kite yedim are possible. So it's a chiddush that the second kat is kosher. So since there's one din in the parsha of Yedim Zaymimim, that's a chiddush, namely that the second kat is kosher. So even the fact that the first kat becomes possible edis, we also should treat as a chiddush, and we should say, en lechbal mishas chiddush aviyel. That's how Taisa suggests there in Sanhedrin, based on what they showed from the Gemara in Chulin, that if you have a parsha that has 1,001 dinim, and one din is a chiddush in one direction, so you have to be suspect. All the other 1,000 dinim are under suspicion. Maybe all of them are chiddush, even the dinim that are in the other direction. Here you say it's a chiddush at the second kat is kosher, so we have to keep. We have to wonder. Maybe we have to consider the possibility. Maybe the fact that the first kat is possible latest is also a chiddush, and therefore it should only be mikan al habo. That's what Tosfos is saying at Sushta. So Rabbi Kivega says he doesn't understand. Yeah. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. He doesn't understand the Tsushta that Tosfos is making over here. The Gemara in Chulin is 100% clear. We understand it. You have a parsha of Basa B'Cholah. It has 1,001 dinim. Look in the Yeridah. It has 1,001 sifim. Hilchos Basa B'Cholah. Every sif is another detail. Every shach, every pischit shuv, another detail. Hilchos Basa B'Cholah. So if you have one sif in Hilchos Basa B'Cholah that's a chiddush in either direction, you have a chiddush that on the level of the raisa, you don't say kovish kamevushal by Basa B'Cholah. If the meat is sitting and soaking in the milk for 24 hours, it's not basa b'cholav deraisa. So therefore, even the other 1,000 dinim, even if they're all in the opposite direction, l'chumra, are all under suspicion. Maybe everything is a chiddush, and you can't derive anything from basa b'cholav to kol tarkula. If you're talking about learning out midin echad l'chavero, so you certainly cannot learn out from the fact that kovash is labkin levushal by basa b'cholav. You can't extend that to other places. That's an exception to the rule. Chiddushim you don't extend. Chiddush lo yafino. The chiddush is an exception to the rule. So not only do we say the point of chiddush is an exception to the rule, maybe all the other 1,000 dinim are also an exception to the rule. So any one of the dinim that appears in the chumash and parshas basa b'cholov, you cannot learn out from those dinim to extend to kol tarkul. Maybe all the 1,000 dinim are chiddush. But over here, gival, the fact that we're passing the first kat edim is not one of the 1,001 dinim in parshas edim zonimim. The fact that the puzzle is based on a svara, Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, they didn't have any psukim at all. Rav Chisda and Rav Huna had an original machloikis mitzad asvara. Rav Huna thinks zuba b'finyatz mamido, zuba b'finyatz mamido, that it's not the same as trey u trey, two say he's a murderer, two say he's not a murderer. Over here they're not saying anyone's a murderer, they just contradict each other, whether the moon did appear, the moon didn't appear. And Rav Chisda said it's the same as the case of trey trey, whether a person is puzzleitis or not, it's also trey trey. Rav Chisda says, "Bahari sada shakri lamalik." So Rav Chisda says, "Mitzad asvar." He has no mocker in Tanakh for that. He knows that it's only mitzad asvar. So to passel up the first kat edim zaymimim is mitzad asvar. It's not based on a parsha in edim zaymimim. It doesn't say anything in edim zaymimim. It's based on the svar that Rav Chisda developed. Rav Chisda and Rav Huna had a machlekes in svar. So what has it got to do with what Tosfos showed from the Gemara Chulin? Gemara Chulin is talking about deriving midin echad lachaveiro. You can't derive any dinim from Basa B'Cholav to Kol HaTorah Kula, because we know from the 1,001 dinim in Parshas Basa B'Cholav, one of them is clearly a chiddush. The Torah is telling us that by Basa B'Cholav you don't say Kovish Kamevushal, which is against the rule that normally in all Isurei Macholos HaSuris You do say Kavish Kemavushal. So since one of the 1,001 dinim is a Chiddush, even the other 1,000 dinim that were Nischadish, that are written in the Parsha of Bas Mechala, they're all under suspicion. Maybe they're all a Chiddush, maybe everything is, maybe nothing in the Parsha fits into the regular rules and regulation. But over here, the fact that the first Katedim is Pasol, it's not something that's written in the Parsha Basel. It's not written anywhere. It's Machleg Zafun, Rav Chizda thinks Mitzad Asvar that the Pasha. So Mitzad Asvar, that's absolutely correct. So what do you mean? Because one aspect of Eidim Zaymim and Zachidish Dehaina, that the second Kat is believed, so therefore even the din that's established based on Asvar that the first Kat should be Pasel, Mitzad Asvar is a Chiddush. No, Rav Chizda developed that idea on his own, without any Ksukim at all. That's what Rabbi Kivegi says, he doesn't understand what Tosis is saying. The Klal and Hilchus Midas Shatar Nedveshes Ben that they derive from the Gemara Chulin is correct. When you have 1,001 dinim and one of them is a Chiddush, you can't learn from any of the 1,000 dinim to call a Torah Kul. Maybe the other 1,000 dinim are also a Chiddush. But here, this din that the first Kat is postulated, that's a regular din, Mitzad Asvara. That's not in the Parsha of Eidim Zaymim. That's what he says, he doesn't understand that Tosis.
Why can't you say just to defend thesis that the mechanics of Hazam is working differently? That we're not being machish the gufa idus. There's a chiddush in the Torah that when you say imanu ayisem, so you pass all these eidim. But Rav Huna and Rav Chista are talking about a case where you're actually denying what they said. So over there, that's where they would say that there's a svara and there's another parsha there's another makar to tell you that they're pasul.
Chizit says, whenever you have trey, you know, obviously someone is lying.
But this isn't exactly a trey. This is a chiddush haTorah. This is a new type of trey that the Torah
is. Chiddush is, how do we deal with it? That's the chiddush. But the description of the case, it is clearly a trey. They say blue and they say red, so there's clearly a contradiction. So someone is obviously telling a lie. Unless maybe someone is colorblind, a different story. So we have to check to see if they're colorblind. So maybe there's no contradiction. So we got to check, okay. They say red and they say blue. We'll check the sea. So it may turn out that there's no contradiction.
Isn't it? Here we said that it's Mitzad Svara, but in Chulin, the Basar B'Cholov is because it says Vos Vasha.
Right.
The Pasuk said it. So
right.
It says Vasha. Vishal Vakva. And not otherwise. So is that Rabbi Kivayger's passion? How come we're trying to compare the case of
the... It says in the Gemara in Chulin, discussing deriving dinim that are written in Parshas Basa B'chola from that parsha to learn to other parshas Atar, to be Dana Mamatzina. So the Gemara says that since one of the 1,001 dinim in this package deal of Basa B'chola is known to be a Chiddush, an exception to the rule, so Mimele we say not only can you not extend the Chiddush, the Chiddush Le'afinon. Not only the Chiddush can't be extended, even the other 1,000 dinim that you don't know one way or the other, none of them can be extended either. Maybe all the, or maybe everything is a Chiddush in Bas B'chol. And not only if it's in the same direction as the Chiddush, even if it's going in the opposite direction. The din that you don't apply Tam Kikir to Kavish Kemevushal in Bas B'chol, that's a Chiddush Lahakel. And the Gemara, while I was discussing to derive one aspect of Bas B'chol to Kala Tarakula, Lahachmir. So Tosis proved very well from the Gemara that if you have one din that's a Chiddush Lahakel, you have to be suspicious of all the 1,000 dinim, even those dinim that are lahachma, maybe they're all Chiddush. So that's absolutely correct. That's a Gemara. But over here, Rabbi Kivayger Tainus, this is not a din that was nischadish in the parsha of Eidim Zemimim, that the first cut to Eidim Apostle. This we know from Svara. Chiz knows it on his own. There's no parsha in the Chumash at all. There is no pasuk. Rav Chizda and Rav Huna both subscribe to the din and the Shulchan Aruch that if you have trey, two people say this man is a murderer, two people say he's not a murderer, so we say he's posulatus misafik. And then they have a machlekes, what if it's not two people say he's a murderer, two people say not? Two people say we saw the Levana last night and Bezin Shemek today, two people say you didn't see the Levana. We were with you, you didn't see the Levana. So in that case, do you treat that like trey on a person that he's posulatus? So misafik that both kiti edim are posulatus. But he's saying, no, zubav if ne'atzman midav, zubav if ne'atzman midav. So machleg zarafun rav chizde is not based on any pasuk in chumash at all. It's based on a svara. It's not that you're deriving it from the parsha of edim zemim. It's a svara. So the svara applies equally to edim zemim like it applies to shnei kiti edim hamakrishim zo azu. So how can Tosis say that since there's one element of a chiddush in the parsha of edim zemim dahainu, that the second katedim are kosher, even the halacha in the parsha of Eden Zamimim that the first katedim apostle is also to be treated as a chiddush. What are you talking about? The first katedim apostle is not a din in the parsha of Eden Zamimim. That's from Svara. We know that on our own, that in any case of Shnei Kitedim Amachisha Zorazorav, there's the whole, that the apostle Eidus. You're not talking about deriving from Eidim Zemimim to other cases. You're taking a Svara and applying it to Eidim Zemimim. So the Svara applies to Eidim Zemimim, like it applies to HaKosha. Why should that be a Chiddush? That's Mamish standard. If it's a Svara, that's standard. So that they never prove from the Gemara. That they have no proof from the Gemara. The Gemara just says in Chulin, if you have a parsha and it has 1,001 dinim, one of the dinim is known to be a chiddush. You cannot derive any from any of the other 1,000 dinim. You cannot derive from those 1,000 dinim to another case. You're telling me you cannot take a standard dinim and apply to it. Maybe this is legamrei out of space. Maybe the whole parsha of Eidim Zemim is so chiddush, so mechiddush. Even normal standard dinim that apply all over can't extend over here. That they never proved. Maybe that's what they're driving at, but that they never proved from the Gemara Kulin. That's where Rabbi Kibega says, prove that that's so. Okay. Fine, so we have. Yeah?
If you go with the Pesach and Sanhedrin, could that have answered the question we had problem with yesterday? That if you go with Pesach with Micha,
the line that we didn't understand. Again, Yeshloim and the Maida boy the main hosam the Rav Kirav Chiz the Rabbi Taim the Rav Shem Chiddush and Shem Seder the Lakuha. What line didn't we understand again?
Well, high time in the first Mishum Kiddush Micha. And Tesis Rava. Tesis on top.
On Tesis Rava. How good does Jibuti became the Yishai to the comments with the past light film? I time the first Mishum Chiddush Nicha. Why is it Nicha? You say the reason why they're only passing the Kanalaba Mishum Chiddush. Why is it Nicha? The whole premise of our Gemara was that Rabbah holds that Eidim Zemimim, even after the Chiddush HaTorah, is still only treated like a tray. So since it's a tray, you still say Maichlos, Tzai Zahai, and Tzai Zlahan. The Din HaTorah that you give Kashiham is only a Din Hanhoga. But we really don't know who's telling the truth. So therefore the Gemara says, if you're Mazim, if the Kat Eidim said, Turkede Diba the Eidus on Gonav, and the Eidus on Tobach, and you're Mazim them on Tobach, it's not considered Batla Mikzasa. It's not considered Batla. What it does to say, the high time of the Meforish Mishum Chiddush Nicha. I mean, if you have a tray with tray, then it is called Batla. How can it be? How can it be Batla? Our Gemara says, according to Rava, every case of Hazam is the same as tray. You can't say tray is going to be worse. How can it be worse?
We all thought that's what that line in Tesis meant, that the Hazama is a chiddush, that it works in a different way. And therefore it's not. It's Hakosh is Luchud and Hazama is Luchud. And that's what Tesis in Sanhedrin is.
No, but our Gemara says, according to Rava, even after the Chiddush HaTorah of Hazama, you still treat Hazama like Hakosh. Hakosh is not called Batla Mikzasa. Nothing was Nisbata. The Haggadah say this was not Nisbata.
Why does Gemara say you still, because the Gemara says, my chaz tzai slahani tzai.
Yeah. That you treat it like it's still tray, even after the Chiddush HaKos, still tray. But it's a Chiddush, had to be noheg. So what does it help you going to say, Mephosh Mishem Chiddush Nicha? It's a big problem. What does the Gemara have again? So this famous machlokes is Abai v'Rav Eidzamim mikana lahabuhu nifsal, or Eidzamim lemafreyuhu nifsal. So we happen to pass for like Abai b'alkegam. This is one of the cases where we pass like Abai. Eidzamim lemafreyuhu nifsal. According to Rav, the Eidzamim is only mikana lahabuhu nifsal. So what does it mean? So it means the witnesses, the diskatei, and testified in Tishrei that Reuben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And then, that's in Tishrei. And then in Cheshvin, they signed the shtar. A shtar mechiras karka. And then comes Kislev, and we're mazim them. So if you say, l'mafreyahu nifsal, if you're like Abai, l'mafreyahu nifsal, so the shtaris that they signed in between are not valid. But if you're like Rav, and mikana l'habohu nifsal, so we were only mazim them in Chodesh Kislev, so all the shtaris that they signed up until the day that we're mazim them are all acceptable. So Tesis says, wait a minute. But once we're mazim them, so we assume that they're lying. So if you assume that they're lying, so you can't even rely on the fact that the date on the shtar says cheshvin. Yechashudim lo shaker. The bottom tesis is alluding to a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra draws a contrast between krovim apostolatus as opposed to a rasha. Krovim apostolatus, the Gemara calls it Xeris Hamelach. There's no chashash meshaker. The Gemara says, what do you think? That Moshe and Aaron are going to come together and to testify in something? We're going to be choshed that someone's telling a lie? There's no chashash meshaker. But the halacha says that cry from apostolatus and gzeres hamelach. But if a person, al toshis yotchem rosha liya seit chomas, if a person is a rosha, so then the Torah is telling us that he's choshed lo shaker. So the Gemara says, what's an afkamina halacha lamaisa? So it's quoted in the Chosh Mishpat. That afkamina is, sometimes you can have kroivim v'nisrachku or rechoikim v'niskarvu. Two brothers from the day that they were born, they're brothers. But let's say a brothers-in-law, so if my brother, I used to have a brother-in-law who's no longer my brother-in-law. He's my sister-in-law died and he remarried someone else and he's not my brother-in-law anymore. So the Mishnah says that's called a korev v'nisrachku. Or you can have two people, when they learned in the yeshiva, they were friendly. And then one marries the other one's sister, so they become brothers-in-law. So they were rechoikin v'niskarvu. You can have kroiv v'nisrachku. You can have at one time they were related, one time they were not related. In blood relatives, you can't have such a thing. But in kurva, they ishus, you can have like that. So the Gemara says, let's say now you have these two men are brothers-in-law, and they both sign a shtar. Now, after he marries my sister and my sister-in-law, he signs a shtar with me. So that shtar is no good because we're brothers-in-law, it's possible. What if now a shtar appears that has a date from before, has a zman on the shtar, before the time that we became kroivim? So do we have to be concerned, the hashash, that maybe we really signed the shtar after we became kroivim and we falsified the date and we wrote an earlier date that people should think that the shtar is kosher? Because we know that now we're two brothers-in-law, we're apostolatus together, gisim, apostolatus together. So the Gemara says, you're not, they're not chashudim l'shakim. It's just exeris hakosav that you don't accept the testimony of Kroivim. Masheini Kain, if, let's say, a fellow was always known to be a religious person, and then you catch him selling trefa chickens to everybody, we realize that he's a gangster, and you say he's posulatus, because he was a Rosh of the Hamas. He was cheating all the people and charging a fortune of money for non-kosher meat, which is less expensive. So you say that he's posulatus. So what about the shtar that he signed before we caught him? So the Gemara says, even if you know Bavados that he was a tzaddik till a certain point, he only decided to sin after the war. Before the Muhammad, before the Second World War, he was a religious Jew. And after he went through the war, he became a gangster, whatever, becomes a crook. So he's only posulatus mikana labo, he's not posulatus l'mafre. But if you have a shtar that appears now, we don't know when the shtar was written. So the Gemara says, since the ganef is choshud l'shaker, we have to be concerned about the possibility that maybe he signed the shtar after he became a gangster and he wrote, falsified it, he wrote an earlier date so people would think that it's kosher. So that's what Tosfos asks over here. See, the case that I gave, let's say the fellow goes through the Second World War, he doesn't become a gangster, he doesn't become a criminal, he becomes he doesn't keep mitzvahs anymore, becomes a non-believer. Or he doesn't become a non-believer, he decides he's not obligated to keep mitzvahs. If the Rebbe Shlom didn't live up to his half of the deal, I don't want to live up to my half of the deal either. But he remains an honest person with integrity. He's not religious anymore. So that's a machlokes Abaye v'Rav in Sanhedrin, also on the same daf. That's a machlokes where the mumma oichon nevelus lahachis is kosher leidus anan. If a person is mumma oichon nevelus l'teyav and he knows that he's doing wrong, but he eats non-kosher food because it's much less expensive and he wants to save money, so that's called a rosh d'chamas. A person who does an aveira where his motivation is to get rich. He compromises his principle. He compromises on his principles because of a chemdas hamon. So such a person is choshev l'shaker. What if a person, it's not that he's compromising on his principles, machnas chemdas hamon. These are not his principles. Kashrus. If it would have been a principle, he wouldn't compromise. He doesn't keep kosher, period. It's not that he's compromising on his principles. He doesn't hold from kashrus. Mumreichan nevelis l'haches. So that's a machlokes Abaye v'Rav. But also we pass from like Abaye over there. That's one of the six exceptions to, well, that's the mem of Yalkaga. Mumma stands for Mumma Echon Nevelus Lahachis. So Rava says that he's Kosheleidus. Because Rava thinks that a Rasha is only Kosheleidus if he's Choshut L'Shaker. If the man is not Choshut L'Shaker, he seems to be an Erlecha, honest person. It's just that he doesn't believe in God, or he doesn't believe in mitzvahs, Torah, Min HaShamayim. He doesn't feel that it's fair that the Rabban Shalom should impose the mitzvahs on him. For whatever philosophical explanation, it's not that he's compromising on his principles. He holds that these are not principles. In his mind, these are not principles. So Rava says such a person is not kosher l'shaker, he's kosher leidus. So the Gemara says we don't paskin like Rava. So this is a shaila, we paskin like Abaye. This is one of the six exceptions to the rule. We paskin like Abaye that the din is a mumar. Eichon nevelus lahachis is also kosher leidus. So the Ktzais in Choshe Mishpat quotes from the Mesivas, one of the earlier Rishonim, was Mesupik. This is a big major machlokes in Ebenezer, Siman Yud Zayin, and Siman about Hefer Agunas. Is a major shaila. We paskan like Abaye that the mumer Eichon Nevelus Lahachis is Kosalaitis. Is it that Abaye agrees with Rava that there's no Hashash Meshaker in this case? But he says there's a Xeris HaKosav, a Xeris HaMelech, like Kerevim Aposalaitis is a Xeris HaMelech. The Gemara says not that there's a Hashash Meshaker, so the mumer Lahachis is also a Xeris HaMelech, even though there's no chashash meshaker. Or did Abaye come to disagree with Rav and say wrong? Whenever the fellow is a Rasha, even a Rasha, Dalab de Chomos, even he's a Rasha, that he does Averis, Lahachis, he's also chashash meshaker. So there are two nafkaminas, two major nafkaminas in this suffix. One nafkamina is, the fellow signed the shtar, we have a shtar now, before the war, the fellow was a religious Jew. He learned in yeshiva, he lived in the community, he was a religious Jew. After he went through the concentration camps, he gave up the whole religion. But he's still very honest. We never saw that he has a lack of honesty and integrity. Still a very honest person. So Rava says that he's kosher leidus. We pass like Abaye. Man is not kosher leidus. So the shaila is, if you have a shtar now that has a date from before the war, at the time that he was religious, does Abaye mean to say, we pass like Abaye, do we mean to say that he's kosher l'shaker? Even though he seems to be very honest. If he doesn't, if he's not held down by mitzvahs, then there is a chashash meshaker. What do you say? No, Abaye only meant to say that it's a gzeres hakosav. So if you have a shtar that has the earlier date, that's like craving when you have a shtar with the earlier date. They're not chashudim meshaker to falsify to write a different date. So that's the suffix of the mesivas that the Ktzais quotes in Choshe Mishpat. What would the din be in that case? Then in Ebenezer, the main afkamina comes up, Allah Almighty, in Ebenezer. The din is that Minatar, you have to have two kosher edim to testify Meis Bailo, that a woman should be allowed to remarry. It's really a double should be ever, you need two kosher edim. Midirabbanu, they were mekel, it's a strange din. Midirabbanu, they were mekel, that Erechot is good, and even Anochim is sich, Lefituma is good, and Anisha is good, and Kroivim are good, and Eved and Shivcha is good. All the people, normally postulators, are acceptable over here. On the level of the Raisa, then you need two kosher edim, so none of these people are good. Once the Chachamim said that Erechot is good, means that you treat it like Erechot Nami Visurim. So all of the Psulim are good, because in Erechot Nami Visurim, all these people are good. The one and only exception to the rule is, the Gemara says, Gazan Shaltera Pasulaitis Isha. If he's only Gazalim Medivreim, that's his only Mesachib Kuvim Alvi Beribis, Mafricha Yoinim, that's called the Gazan Shaltereim. So there they were Mekel, he's also acceptable. His Edis is acceptable by Agunas, by Heter Agunas. Edis Isha. But if it goes on Shal Torah, then it's possible to see. Why? Because it's Choshen L'Shaker. So this is a big machlokes in Achrenim. What do you do? This is the most common shaila that comes up all the time. The only ones who know that the man is dead, that the husband died, are Jews who are honest, but they're absolutely not observant at all. It's a Rosh Adalav de Chomas. Is such a person Choshet Lushaker? Is he the same as a Gazon Shalter, Pasolet is Isha? Oh, no, we pass on like Abai, that it's Exeris HaMelech that is Pasolet, but not the Abai never meant to disagree with Rava. Rava says that there's no Chashash Meshach, Abai is Maskim, there's no Chashash Meshach. He just says that just like Kroivim is Exeris HaMelech, so Russia is also Exeris HaMelech sometimes. So this is a big deal. Bottom line, Halach HaMaisa, we usually Mekel. We're always Mekel. When the Edechon who testifies says that Meis by law, and he's absolutely not religious at all. So the Maisa, they always rely on that. And the Israeli army all the time. They don't always have the body available. A lot of times they say, an Edechon says the man's head was shot off, he's absolutely dead. And the one who's testifying is not a religious Jew at all. But he's not a criminal. He's not a gangster. He's not a crook. So we really are mekel. We assume that he's not choshed l'shaka. So what Tosis writes here on the bottom of the daf, bottom of ayin beis ayin beis, and then they repeat it on the next daf. Tosis writes, when Rava says mikal al habohu nifsal, so any shtar that was written in between will be kosher. That means that we are aware of, we know independently that the shtar was written before we were mekabel the hazama on the Eidim. Because if we don't know, we're mekabel hazama on the Eidim in the month of Kislev, and now a shtar pops up that has a date on it, the month of Cheshvan. We don't know whether this shtar was really written during the month of Cheshvan, or the Eidim falsified the date. Maybe they wrote it in Tevis, and they put the false date from Cheshvan. So Eidzaimim is possible is because of a Hashash Meshaker. Whenever there's a Hashash Meshaker, you have to be Hashash. Maybe they falsified the date, wrote an earlier date. So that's what Tosis says. Nire, Shmelo Nire Ashtar. If the Shtar didn't appear, Ad Lacher Hazam, Ap Pishas Mana, Mukdam La Hazam, even though the date that's written in the Shtar is an earlier date, Rabba will agree, Blah Mashkechina Behu. You don't follow that date, the Mi Yodea. Who knows that the date is accurate? Shem Acher Hazam Akosvu, Elam Azim is Ashtar, Vigdim is Mana. Maybe they wrote, they falsified this man, they wrote an earlier man. That's the Gemara, Baba Basra says like that. The difference between Kroivim, if you have people, two people who were not related, and now they became related, one of them married the other one's sister, or something like that, so then if a shtar appears later, they're not chashudim l'shaker. Shtar appears later with the earlier date, so they're not chashudim to falsify the date. Mashenikin, if they'll be ganovim, and the shtar appears, originally they were kosher, then they become ganovim, then you have to be choshed, chashash meshake. Maybe they falsified the day. So he says on the next daf, Ein Gimel Amud Aleph repeats the same idea, and they say, Kedepricious Leal. The Torah says, Inami the Paslina Begazanusa. So they repeat as they said before. That's enough in the Gemara. What did the Gemara say here? There are two versions of why Rav holds Mikana Lahabohu Nivsa. According to the first version, Rava disagrees with Abai on the level of the Raisi, he holds that it's the Chiddush. Some kind of an explanation on the level of the Raisi. According to the second comment, Ika Diamri, according to the second version of Rava, Rava Namika Abai Svile, on the level of the Raisi, Rava agrees with Abai. He only disagrees with the Rabbanon, Bishum Seder the Lukuchas, not to wreck the whole world of commerce and industry. So they said, you leave it the way it is. What right do the Chachamim have to make such a takonim shim say the lukuch? The answer is, it's based on hefke bez nehefke. So that's what Tosis says. Hefke bez nehefke will only work in the area of dinim ominus. Anything outside of dinim ominus, that's the Tosis ayin gimel amud aleph, the end of inami. So Tosis writes, ulinyan gitvin kiddushin veiris hachodesh dinim nefashas slash erish al baila, anything in the area of isa veheter. So there, the second reasoning of the Gemara cannot apply. If you hold from the first hezbah that it's a chiddush, ein lach bel mishas chiddush v'yelach, so that's on the level of the raisa. So the yedzamim only becomes posel mikan labo. But if you say mikra din the raisa, Rava said the same as Abai. The only reason why he disagrees, shim say the lakucha. So then they can only make a takon and dinim ominus. And then Tosfos says when the Gemara says my benayu, what's the difference between the first hezbah? And the second has, but the Gemara should have said Ike ben Ayu, and Edis, which is Lav Demon. But what did the Gemara have to go give other Nafkaminas? It's such an easy Nafkamina. That's what Tosis says. When the Gemara is giving my ben Ayu, Abdi Mosel Mem, Ike ben Ayu, Dinin Fasha, Salasi Rishabal, all these cases. The Gemara wanted to show Nikimenayu even in the area of Mamanus itself. Yeah, when the Gemara says Pseida de Lukuchos, so that's what Tosha said before, Lav Dapka Lukuchos. Lav Dapka Lukuchos, it means all cases of Dini Mamanus. It just doesn't. They don't have the power to make a takona in the area of Kiddush HaChodesh or Gitmin Kiddushin. But in all cases of Dini Mamanus, that would make sense. Yeah. That's what Tosis wrote in the previous Tosis. That Lukuchas Labdavke. That was the Tosis Rav Amar, Dafayim Besan and Bes. Yeah. What does the top Tosis say? Yesh Mefarshim, the top Tosis Anan Gim Laman Allah. Yesh Mefarshim, the Hode Hashina Lepseida de Lukuchas. They're going again with the Svara that they said on the bottom Tosis. That there's an issue over here. How do you know that the shtar is authentic? Maybe it was written later. So what do they say? Yesh mefarshim. Dode chashin el pseida de lukuchas haino davke echadike eide misira de yadi shahashtar emes. What happened? Reuben sold the field to Shimon and he gave him a shtar. And the shtar is signed by these eidim zaymimim, by the first kat eidim whom we caught then alive. We were mazim them. So Rava holds, according to the Ikadami, the second version, Rava holds Mikana Lahabohu Nipsal. There's only possible Mikana Lahabohu. So the Shtar will be good. So there's one opinion in Rishon, Yesh Mefarshim. The Hode Hashinim said that the Lukucha only applies Hainadavke Hecha the Ika Eide Nisire, the Yadi Shahashtar Emes. And if you have Eide Nisire, so do you need Eide Chasima? So what's the din of such a case? Did the kinyan take effect or the kinyan did not take effect? So the Gemara says the kinyan did not take effect. But Pseida de Lukuchas is going to make everybody crazy. So you say the kinyan is good. But don't we normally pask an Eidim Asira Karasi? So if you have Eidim Asira, you don't even need Eidim Chasima. So the answer is true, you don't need Eidim Chasima. But if you have Eidim Chasima signed, and Eidim Chasima are Ganovim, if they're Shakranim, if they're Psuli Eidis, then that's called Mziv Mitocha, that makes it worse. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Ahum Atanta. Tosis quotes such a case. The next Tosis, Inami Paslinim Gazan, they quote from the same daf. The Gemara there has another story. Ahum Atanta, Tavi Hasim Alei Tre Gisi. There was a Shtar Matana that Reuben was giving over a Soda to Shimon, and the Edim who signed on the bottom were two brothers-in-law. So there's a machlokes hatanaim where the two brothers-in-law, there are two kinds of brothers-in-law. There's one, I have two kinds of brothers-in-law. I have one brother-in-law, the man who married my sister. Then I have another brother-in-law, the man who married my wife's sister. So brothers are posuleides, two brothers are posuleides, that's called rishon berishon. Cousins are called sheni b'sheni, first cousin. An uncle with a nephew, that's called rishon b'sheni. So let's say if there are two girls who are cousins, and they're both married. Each one is married to a different husband. So that's called Sheini Bisheini with two Balki Ishtas. So that's kosher. Sheini Bisheini with two Balki Ishtas is a din in the Gemara that's kosher. What if you have Rishon Berishon with two Balki Ishtas? You have, if you have two brothers, that's Rishon Berishon. What if you have two sisters and each is married to a different man? So that's called Rishon Berishon with two Balki Ishtas. So that's a machleka satanoin. With the Giso. Giso is a technical term today. You use the term Giso for a brother-in-law. Either brother-in-law, whether the man who married my sister or the man who married my sister-in-law. We call everybody Giso in modern Hebrew. But in Talmudic Hebrew, Giso only is a technical term that's reserved to the case with the two men who are married to two sisters. They're only Rishon Berishon with a combination of twice Baal Ki Ishta. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. And we paskin Pasul, we paskin Giso is Pasulated. So the Gemara tells a story. There was a Shtar Matana on Karaka. That one person was giving over his home or his field to another person. And he had a shtar matana to have a chasim alei tre gisi. Two brothers-in-law were signed. That those kind of brothers-in-law were there's a machlokes. So first the Gemara thought, Rav Yosef thought so, Rav Yosef lachshu. Rav Yosef thought that it's good. That we probably pasken like the Tanu who says, only the brother-in-law with one balki ishta is possible. Brother-in-law with two balki ishta, maybe don't say balki ishta twice. Then the Gemara says, wrong. We don't do asa. Abai was ma'er Rav Yosef. That he paskin wrong. We paskin like the Tanoim that you do say Balki Ishta twice on the level of Rishon Berishon. Then Rabbi Yosef said, okay, so you're right. So the Edom was signed on the shtar were no good. But we passed on la loch Edom Misirakarsi. So there were other Edom watching when the Moicher or the Noisan Hamatonah gave over the shtar to the Mekeach or the Mekabal Matonah. So since we passed on Edom Misirakarsi, so Dalme Hocha, forget about the Edom Hasima no good. You don't need any Edom Hasima. If the Edom Misir is good the way it is. So Rabbi Yosef thought that it's still good. So then Abai told him, bro, you're wrong again. That's Mezuyef Mitoicha. Even though the din says if you give a shtar mechiras karka to someone else in the presence of the witnesses, even though there's no Edom signed on the bottom of the shtar is still good. That's only if no one signed at all. But if Edom signed and the Edom turned out to be fossil, either they're kroivim or they're ganovim, they're rishoyim, whatever the case happens to be, so that's called mezuyef mitoicha, that's worse. And the Gemara says that mezuyef mitoicha pasels b'shtori mamon, b'shtori matana. Gemara says in Gittin that Mezuyif Metoich only passes by Get Isha. It does not pass by Shtori Mamon. But that's the Achranim asks, Ahastira. So they answer the Be'er HaGoyla on the side of the Chosh Mishpat. The other Achranim say there are two kinds of Mezuyif Metoich. It depends whether a Nochri sign or a Korav or a Rosh sign. If a Nochri sign, that's like Tiyuta B'Alma. That's as if someone just scribbled the ink, a design. A Nochri doesn't have a Shem made at all. So it's not called Mizuyif Mitoich, it's Mizuyif Michutzalo. When the Nochri signs, it's not called the Hagodas Eidus at all. Let's say three witnesses come to Bezdin to testify, and two of them are kosher Eidim, and the third one happens to be a parrot. So you're going to say Korav Apostle? The third one is a parakeet. So you don't say Nimtzechet Men Eidim Korav Apostle. An animal is not called an Eid. And after the first two testify, he says, I saw everything, and that's exactly what happened. Exactly the way they said. So you wouldn't say Korav Apostle. He's not a human being at all. So the Nesivus quotes from the Tumim, even if the third person is a human being, the third one is a person, but he's an Akum, Eved Isha, Cherish Ha'etavikot, one of these six people, doesn't have a shame made at all. So here, that's how the Achronim point out. If the people who signed on the Shtar, on Nochrim, so really that shouldn't be called Mezuyif Mitoicha. But what do you mean Mitoicha? When a Nochri signs, it's not called Hagod. To say this, it should really be called Tiyuta b'alma, just a scribbling. So that's a chumra midirabbanon. That's only a din midirabbanon. Chumra midirabbanon. By get only, if Nochrim signed, it's called mezuyif mitoich. The Gemara said beferish that mezuyif mitoich is only midirabbanon. The Rif on daf peivav in Gittin quotes the Rav Haigoin that mezuyif mitoich is a psul deraisa. So they all ask it's against the Gemara. So the Rashba answers not against the Gemara. The Rif quotes the Rav Haigoin is talking about a case where the aid who signed was Jewish. The Gemara is talking if the Yehudu sign was a Nochri. The Yehudu sign is a Nochri, it's Tiyuta B'Alma. That's the Lashon HaRashba. Tiyuta B'Alma is an expression that appears in the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra in Perget Pashut. But the Rashba applies it in the beginning of Gittin, the Rashba applies it when he gets to Mezuyif Mitoicha. So that Mezuyif Mitoicha, when Nochrim signed, Chosmeyam Nochrim, that the Gemara said the Ferish, that Mezuyif Mitoicha is only a Chumim, the Rabbanon that was instituted by a Get. They never instituted that by Shtori Mamon. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there's another kind of mezuyif mitoicha by shtori mamon, namely, if the ones who signed are kroivim, how shtar matanto, davi chesim alei tre gisi, two brothers-in-law signed, and the Gemara says that it's mezuyif mitoicha. Or if Rishoyim signed it, then it's also going to be mezuyif mitoicha. Ganovim signed it. So Ganovim are Jewish people, they're in principle, they're nitvas and edus, but their edus is not acceptable. So that's what Tosfos quotes the Yesh Meforshim. There were those who interpreted, what do you mean, pseidu de lekuchas? Yesh Mefarshim, Dor Dachashin, Pseidel Lukuch, Sainad Dafke, Echadik, Eidem, Esir, Diadi Shash, Taremis. We know that the story is true. There were kosher Eidem, Esir, who say that the Matone or the Mecher took place. But we see the Eidem who signed are Eidem Zemimim, the Eidem who signed are Ganovim. So that's Mezuyah. So the Kenyan doesn't take effect because of the Din of Mezuyah Metecha. The Kenyan is Botla Mavutal. So Mishum, but we didn't know about it B'Shas Mais at the time. We didn't find out till 2-3 months later that these guys in Eidzaimim. He wasn't Huzam until later. So then Mishum say to the Lukuchas, then they made a Takana that the Kenyan is good. But if you don't even have any Eidim Mesir at all, so then maybe the whole thing is Sheker. That's really based on what Tosfos said on the bottom over here. No, the same as what they said before. So then Tosfos says, Ve'ena Nira, they don't think so. In Cain, Igmenayu Tuva, Hechdeine, the Melach Simim al Ashtar. So Gemara should have said, Igmenayu, that case. So it's really problematic. So what Tosfos said before, that you have to be Chashash Meshaker all the way back, they're just quoting the Gemara in Bava Basra and applying it there. That's only within the first version of Rove. That Eid Zaymin Mikan Lahabo Nifsal is a din min haTorah because Chidush, Ein Lach Bal Meshas Kedusha V'Yelech. He's only possible Mikan Lahabo, but Mikan Lahabo there's a Chashash Meshaker. So you have to be concerned that maybe he was Mazayif this month. But if you hold from the second version of Rove, Ikadiyamri, Rove really agrees with Abai, but Mishum Seder de Lekuchais, then once you get to that Svar Pseder de Lekuchais, then Tosfos on the top says, Mishum Seder de Lekuchais, you have to leave everything the way it is. You're not going to say that Yechoshish, that he was Meshaker, and he falsified this man. That's always going to be Pseder de Lekuchais. So the Svar that they said on the bottom is only on the level of the Rice, according to the first version of Rove, that he's saying it in the Rice. According to the second version of Rove, then it's a machlokes. So the Yesh Meforshim on the top line on 9 Gimla, Yesh Meforshim still applied that Svara. There's the Pseida de Lekuchas is only to be considered when you know at least that it's authentic, that there was such a Mechira, but the Mechira was cancelled because of Mizuyif Mitoichai, because the Edim Sheker signed the Shtar. So then you make a takana pseidu lekuchas, but if there's a possibility, the whole thing never happened. The chashudim le alaziyuf. So then you don't make a takana pseidu lekuchas, and the Taisus doesn't accept it. Taisus thinks that the veina nira. They think that it's not true. That once you get to the second hezbon rova mishum pseidu lekuchas, so then everything changes, and you don't have to be concerned about the possibility that maybe they were meshaker all the way, maybe they were mezayif eshtar. That's all included in the takana pseidu lekuchas. We spent a little time last week talking about Terke de Diba Kediba Domi. So the original din Terke de Diba Kediba Domi is that if a person makes a kinyan, he can back out Terke de Diba. If a person takes a shvur, a neder, he can back out Terke de Diba. Why is that? So he makes it into toys. That we understood. He makes it into a toys. Why? How does he exactly make it into a toys? So that's what we have, the two versions, the Ran and the Avne Miluim. They run in the Dorim on Daf Peches. So the Ran seems to say that there really is no such din of Chazorah Terch De Dibra. There's only a psychological umdin. If the fella backs out so fast, so quickly, after expressing Das in one direction, he backs out right away to Gloy in Muslim Afreya, that his Das was not B'dishav Das. With the exception of Gitni Kedushin, that those are such serious issues, a person would never have expressed the das in the first place unless he really had a big yishuv das. But if it's less significant situations than gitmi kedush, namely the dharma shvus and mekach hamemkar, the fact that he backs out terch the dib is an indication that he never really meant it in the first place, lack of das. Then we have the avne meloim said, no, well, you have to say psychological umdin, he never meant it. No, it's a klal, lossi dib and batal dib, there is a din, you can back out terch the dib. Fine. The Rishonim all quote this Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says over here in the Tosfos Ayin Gimel Amud Beis Ki Leisle the Rabbi Yosi Kedei Shelo Tama the Rav. Gemara suggested that two Gemara had a stira within Rabbi Yosi whether he holds from Terke De Diba Ki Diba Dam. He does not from Terke De Diba Ki Diba Dam. So Gemara said there are two kinds of Terke De Diba. The shorter one, how many syllables? Shalom Olecho is 5 syllables. But if you say Shalom Olecho Rabbi is 7 syllables. The 7 syllables is Kedei Shelas Talmud LaRav. That's too long a time period. So that Rabbi Yossi does not subscribe to. But the shorter time period of 5 syllables, then he says that's okay. That's called Terke De Dibur. Terke De Dibur of Shelas Rav Le Talmud Islek. Terke De Dibur of Shelas Talmud LaRav Le Islek. So the Rabbi Natam, quoted by the Tosfos, says, B'shir Kedei Shelas Talmud LaRav, what is this all about? Why did the Gemara say 5 syllables, 7 syllables? What did he give the dogma of Kedei Shelas Talmud LaRav, Kedei Shelas Rav the Talmud? So Tosfos refers you to Gemara Brachas Davov. It says in Brachas, Anosin Shalom Lachaveira and Amachsel Anikri Gazlon. If I say good morning to somebody, he doesn't answer back. I say good Shabbos Shalom Aleichem, he doesn't answer back. He doesn't have to answer a whole dissertation. I say, how are you? He says, fine. Okay. But if he doesn't answer at all, so the Gemara says, Nikra Gazlan. It's considered because he owes me a response. If I greet him, he owes me a response. If he doesn't give me a response to cheer up my day, so it's considered as if he stole from me what is my due, what I rightfully deserve. How do you know that there's such an institution as cheating someone of his nice good morning? Because the pasuk complains about the fact that there were people who were stealing from the poor. Zelus ani bevatechem, you're stealing from the poor people. What an idiot. Steal from the rich people, you get more. The poor man doesn't have anything in his house. It makes more sense to steal from the rich. What is he stealing already from the poor people? So Gemara says, he's stealing his good morning. Stealing his shalom aleichem. That after davening on Shabbos, when the wealthy people say good Shabbos, so I hunt for them and I carry on a whole conversation. When the poor people say good Shabbos, I know I'm never going to get any benefit from them. They can't give me any jobs. They can't give me any presents. So I don't answer aleichem shalom to them. I don't answer good Shabbos. The Gemara establishes, based on that pasuk, gzeilas ani bevatechem, that there's such a concept as gzeile, if you cheat the other person from his greeting that he deserves. If he greeted you and you don't greet him back, you don't respond to his greeting. So that's gzeilas ani bevatechem. So based on that, Gemara and Brachas, that's an agartem, Brachas tavovim and beis. So based on that, the Rabbi Natam says, the whole institution that you allow people to have chazara toch kedei dibur, a person makes a kinyan, he can back out, a person takes a neder, a shvui can back out toch kedei dibur. The whole thing is a takhana de rabbanon to enable people. Let's say the Talmud or the Rebbe is going to be in the middle of a business deal, and then someone's going to pass by, and I make a deal, and then I want to back out from one part of the deal or all of the deal, and someone's going to be passing by, so it's going to be my obligation to say good morning, shalom aleichem, good Shabbos, whatever. So if I'm going to be mafsik and I won't be able to back out from the business deal, so I'm going to be losing a fortune of money. So they made a takana de rabbanon, v'shir kedei she'el shalom tam de rabbi forish menin tam 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 shod made a disar yisig b'mekka chamem k'haver nosno shalom rabbi. He has the answer, as it says in the Gemara. So they made a takana de rabbanon to allow people to be able to back out even later. This is and most of the Rishonim are not happy with this, Rabbi Natan. What kind of a wild story is that? They have the power, they have the authority to make a takana de rabbanon in the area of dinim mamon is hefker bez nehefker. Like the Gemara said over here on the top of the line, Mishum seder de lekuchas. So Taisa said, "Have a matzah lemeimar ika benayu." Gemara says, "My benayu ika benayu." Gemara says, "Have a matzah lemeimar ika benayu." Then he did the fashas last the rishon lebaylik he did the kedush neis achodesh. According to the reason of pesedah the lekuch is they only have this mechanism in the case of dinim mamonis. They can rely on hefker bez nehefker. In all the case of isavet they wouldn't apply. So it comes out wild that you can only back out terkadei dibur from Mecca Hamemka from Didi Mammonis. But if you took a neder or a shua, you want to back out Tarkadei Dibur, the Ferish in the Gemara. The Ferish in the Gemara in the Dorm, you can back out Tarkadei Dibur. So Taisus is strange. Taisus says, they made a Takana de Rabbanon, Kishorah made Eidus, Isik be Mecca Hamemka. What do you mean made Eidus? He's giving a Haggadah Eidus, so you give him the ability to, Gemara says you can back out from Haggadah Eidus Tarkadei Dibur. So Haggadah Eidus Taka problem, we raised it last week. If the Hezber in backing out, is either the way the Ran says or the way the Avnei Miluim says. Basically, they said the same thing. It's twice. The Ran says there is no halacha of chazara terkei dibur. It's a psychological lumdina. If you back out terkei dibur, it's a gloyim nosam prayer. You didn't really have a yeshiva das in the first place, so it's a kinyan lacking das. Or the way the Avnei Miluim said, no, it's alpi halacha osi dibur vatal dibur. You can pull out the das and it's left with a maisa, left like a maisa without das. So how can the Eidim back out terkei dibur? They give us. They say Reuben murdered Shimon in the Gilling. All the details. 25 minutes later, they're still yakking away, talking. Then they say, and by the way, everything we said is all Shekhar v'Chazav. They back out Turk de Dibur. That's also called Turk de Dibur. So what do you mean? It's a great Muslim afraid that it was a lack of Yeshiva Das. No, they back that after 25 minutes of giving aid to Shekhar. If you back out right away, I make you king. You back out Turk de Dibur. You say it's an indication that there's a lack of Yeshiva Das. That this by Kabbalah Seidus, it's a problem. How come you allow it? The same thing, Osi Dibur and Vatal Dibur. Whether you hold from the Hezbar of the Rani, hold from the Hezbar of the Avnei Miluim, they're both problematic by the case of Haggadah Seidus. And that's what Taisus says, and everything is problematic by the ripping Kriya. That we don't understand at all by the ripping Kriya. So once you get to the din that the fellow ripped Kriya while his relative is still alive, but the relative dies, Tech Dibur after ripping Kriya, so the Gemara says in the Dorm that you Yotze. That's the Beferish Gemara in the Dorm there. And that pays Zayin. So once you get to that Gemara, so we said you have to say that the Pshat is a Tech Dibur is the smallest unit of time that we're going to consider our Pi Halacha. So then it's considered as if everything that happened to the Dibur happened simultaneously. So that's why the Haggadah says this. So it's considered that, and there is no us. The assumption is there is no halacha that says you're only yotze kriya if you rip after the chiyuv. No, he ripped before the person died. You're only yotze kriya. You're not yotze kriya if you rip before he died. But if you rip simultaneous with his death, even though it didn't, the machayfa the kriya did not precede the kriya. If it was simultaneous, then the Gemara is assuming that it is good. The Gemara says this is considered simultaneous, even though it didn't happen actually simultaneously. He ripped kriya a few moments before the person actually died, but that's considered the rasacha. So once you say like that, then we understand all the stories then, that if the das that he expresses, and bevasach, he expresses das on the kinyan, then bevasachas, he expresses das that he doesn't want the kinyan, so it's a tata desasi, so that's not considered das. And the same thing by the Haggadah Seder, he said both, he's talking out of both sides of his mouth at the same time, we consider that simultaneous. You see from the Gemara by Kriya that whenever two things happen, Turk they libra each other, the Halacha considers it as if it were Bevasacha. So that explains all the Gemaras. So that's what Tosis Taina is, that that's there. Abinatam doesn't seem to make too much sense. But yes, cows are Abinatam.
The last thing that I said was bottle, so then it works out to Eidish Bottle and Tels Bottle Pool. Meaning, I spoke for an hour, and now the last minute of what I said was Tokh de Dibur of what my Chazara right now. So now because that last minute I'm Chazar from, because it's a Tarta de Sasra?
No, that's still called Tokh de Dibur. It's Tokh de Dibur, since everything is Tokh de Dibur, what he said before, it keeps on talking. See, when he says half an hour later, everything is considered the Vasat. Everything is Tokh de Dibur of each other.
So how does that work in the smallest unit of time is from the last.
So everything A is mechubah to B, which is mechubah to C, which is mechubah to D. Every sentence that he said is mechubah to the previous sentence. Everything is mitzdarf to everything else. It's all called bevasachas. Everything. Everything is bevasachas of everything else. It's all bevasachas. Everything is bevasachas. That's a nice idea.
So, what does Rebbe mean that cheating someone from a greeting, or someone's busy in Talmud Torah and on Shabbos?
I gave a marshal on Shabbos. Shabbos also, not only on the weekdays. You have to greet people on Shabbos too. Because she hitira, the ma'aser, they were matas. So once they were matas, so you're obligated. You're not obligated to initiate the greeting, but if someone else greets you, so you're obligated to return, to give back the greeting.
Even in the middle of Kriya Shema?
Yeah, there's Shulchan Aruch Mishnayis, it says in the middle of Kriya Shema. Mishnah Berurah says that Bizmanas everybody understands. So if they understand that I'm in the middle of Kriya Shema, then there's no heter and there's no obligation to respond in the middle of Kriya Shema. But if you have people who don't understand, then you revert back to the din bismanatana, that you're permitted and obligated to be mafsik.
And in the middle of Birkas Mazon?
In the middle of Birkas Mazon, we're not mafsik at all. That's like in the middle of Shemana Esrei. Especially after only Kriya Shema is more kal. So this is a famous Rabbeinu Tam. The other Rishonim quote the Rabbeinu Tam, and no one's too happy about it.
There's some other doctors who seem to say, not like that, from Rabbeinu Tam. They seem to say somehow, even was that say it was even before
Sanhedrin's
dark plan. The Chacham Shlomo quotes a toast with this lav dafka potato foods, but it doesn't say lav dafka mamon. It's like, how can you say not lav dafka mamon? It's like, here's the perfect thing to say, like you said. So maybe those quotes don't like Rabbi Yehuda, and someone was like, you're a
dummy. Yeah, that's what they ask. How can it be? According to Rabbi Natam, it's a takana de rabbana. So it's akiras dovna natur bekum viyase. You allow the fellow to violate. He took a net and he backs out turka de dima. So how can it be? It's problematic. It's ashvera. It's ashvera. Yeah. The Gemara was concerned about a contradiction within Rabbi Yossi. They had one braisa and ayin gimla med aleph, which indicates the Rabbi Yossi holds Tech de Dibur is Kedibur Domi. Because Rabbi Yossi says, Bamedvar Mamurim, Bishtei Eidois, Al Beda Sachas, Yedish Bat Mitzas, Bat Lukulam. Eidis Sachas means if the Haggadah Seidis on the Tficha, was tech the deeper of the hagoda say this on the gneva, and it was who's a man that tvicha, then you say tech the deeper kedibe dam, you say batal mitzas about the kula. Fine. So Rabbi Yossi holds tech the deeper is kedibe dam, and then on the base, you see from that Mishnah in Tmura, but Tanana is it Tmura sell Tmura shlam, Rabbi Yossi holds tech the deeper is lav kedibe dam. How do you see that he holds tech the deeper lav kedibe dam? Because he says, what does Rav Yossi have to tell us? He discovers America. He says if he changes his mind, he can't change his mind. Of course he can't change his mind. The guy says today I raise the Tmura Soila, then tomorrow he comes and he says I raise the Tmura Shlam. Of course he can't change his mind. No, even if he changes his mind, Turkey the Dibur also cannot back out. Hi, but if the din is Turkey the Dibur Kadiba Dami, you should be able to back out from the Tmura. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says, you're right, and the Teretz is Tzvei Turkey the Dibur. Trey Amri, the answer was given, Trey Turkey the Dibur Habi. One of them is acceptable, one of them is not. And I'm in base, Rabbi Yossi rejects Turkey the Dibur, that's the Turkey the Dibur Godel, Kadei Shelas Tamil Rav. And in Omid Aleph, in the Brisa, the Rabbi Yossi holds, he does say Turk de Diba Kadiba Dami, that's Turk de Diba Kot. So it comes out, once you give the final answer of the Gemara, that there are two Turk de Dibas, and one he recognizes, one he doesn't accept, the shorter one he accepts. So the Loshen of the Mishnah is Megumgam. The Mishnah says there in Tmura, Im Lakachnes Kavim Mitchilu Halvi Yapshan, the Krishna Shemis Kechad Vorv Kayam. Mama Tmura Sardu Vinimlach, Vachach Oma Tmura Shlamim. So it comes out, it's not a difference whether Niskavin Metchilu Lekach or Nimlach. It's a difference whether he changes his mind Turkey Didi Bekotten, or he changes his mind after the Turkey Didi Bekotten, even if it'll be Turkey Didi Begotten. So the Loshen of the Mishnah is Epsmegumgum. Nimlach doesn't really mean Nimlach. He had that in mind all along from the very outset, but he never said the second half of what he wanted to say until after he paused. Turkey de Dibur Godel. And the Kachnis Kav Metchila doesn't necessarily have to be the Kachnis Kav Metchila. Even if it would be Nimlach, but if it's Nimlach, Turkey de Dibur Kotten, that has the status of, that's the equivalent of the Kachnis Kav Metchila. So that's what Tosis writes. That's what Tosis explains. That's what Tosis writes in the Dibur Maschot, Trey Turkey de Dibur Havi. It's a Mishnah, no, this is a Mishnah, it's not a Braisa. Tosis refers to it as a Braisa. The Tosis, Trey Turkey de Dibur Havi, so they write, Vochet Perusha de Braisa. In Lakachnis Kav Metchila Kloy Meshayim Turk De Dibur Kotten. That has the status of, that's the equivalent of Lakachnis Kav Metchila. Dvar of Kayam. Afil Lainis Kavim. Even if he didn't have that in mind at all. No, it's Mamish Nimlach. But if it's Nimlach Turk De Dibur Kotten, that has the status of Lakachnis Kav Metchila. Aval Benimlach Kloymar. Nimlach is nothing wrong with Nimlach. Nimlach means if it's not Turk De Dibur Kotten, but it's rather Turk De Dibur Godel. So that's not acceptable. Avul b'nimlach quotation marks klima. What does it mean? Shama tach de dibur gadol. That has the equivalence of shadoime shadoime k'man nimlach. I raise it tomorrow. So l'fin l'skav mitchila l'shnei. Why? So why should that be so? Taka. What's the din? L'kach m'skav mitchila. If a person has in mind, he set aside one animal as an oil, one animal as a shlam. Then he says, I can't afford so much. I can't afford to give so much. He decides. You're going to give one animal to substitute for two, to save money. So he says, Hareza Tmura Sa'ilu Shlomi. So there is such a thing? You can make a Tmura Sa'ilu Shlomi. What are you going to do with it? So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah in Tmura, you wait till it gets a mum, then you pay it, and the money that you get, half of it will go to buy a korban oil, half of it will go to buy a korban shlom. Fine, we have a way of solving it. So Rabbi Yossi says, Im lekach meniskav metchila, which doesn't mean that's what he had in mind in the beginning. It means if he says, if he backs out Turkey de Dibur Kotten, then they're both chal. Means if he wants both to be chal. Let's say he backs out Turkey de Dibur and he only wants the second one to be chal. So he can back out Turkey de Dibur in Gansan for the whole thing. He can back out in Gansan. What happens? The Tosis raises the Shaila. What happens? The Lashon HaMishnah is really Megumgum, the way Tosis explains it. The way the Gemara explains it, not Tosis' fault. That's how the Gemara says. The Kachnis Kav Metchila means that it's Turk de Dibur Kotten. Nimlach means Turk de Dibur Godel. The Lashon, the way the Gemara interprets the Mishnah, the Lashon is a little Megumgum. So Tosis points out, If the fellow initially wants to declare this animal should be a tmura soil ushlamim for both of them, and he says it like that, so it'll be tmura shneihem, and it'll be wait till it gets a mum, and you pay it, and half the money goes for A, half the money goes for B. We know how to deal with the case. What happens if he wanted to make both, but that's not the way he said it? He says today, hareza tmuras oilam. And he waits till tomorrow to finish. Hareza gam kein tmura shlamim, and that's what I had in mind from the very outset. I wanted the whole thing. But he didn't say that. So the fact that he had that in mind, Tosfos says, we would call that dvarm shebelev ein advar, because the dvarm shebepe contradicted dvarm shebelev. He didn't say, hareza tmura soilu ushlamim. I want it to be both. Just hareza tmura soilu, and he goes to sleep. He has supper, he goes to sleep, he says Kriyash Malamit, he wakes up, and then after Musaf, tomorrow morning, then he says, and I also wanted it to be a Tmur Shalom, but he didn't say that. So since the Dibur that he said, the Hanhaga that he did, really contradicts what he said, the Hanhaga that he did contradicts what he claims he had in mind, so even though we believe in that, that's what he had in mind, but that's called Dvarm Shebelev, Einam Dvar. So that's what Tosfos talks about, Hayom Umachar. If there's such a long pause in between the first statement and the second statement, then we declare that the kavanah that he had in mind is dvarm shebelev ein advar, because it's contradicted with the dvarm shebepe. It says on the top of Ayin Dalet of an Aleph, on the second line from the top, quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Aleph. It's relevant, they quote it because it's relevant to our Gemara. The Gemara says there, Chodem Laimu L'Oisrael Bailabonu. The Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanoim, whether Chavet Tzarech Hasra, Chavet Tzarech Hasra. Let's say a person is giving a shiur on Shabbos about Malacha Shabbos. And he's explaining in the shiur, if you do this, it's Malacha Deraisa, you get skila. If you do that, it's only Malacha Derabbanan, there's no skila. And then he goes himself, he didn't fall asleep, he's not senile, he's alert, he's young, intelligent. He goes ahead and he does exactly that Malacha that he said is a Malacha Deraisa that you chayv skila. He said, whoever turns on the light on Shabbos is chayv skila, it's a Malacha Deraisa. And then he goes ahead and he does it. So this is a machlekes satanoim. The fellow is a chaver. He knows he's a talmid chacham. He knows the din. He just gave the shir on the din. So one tana is of the opinion chaver and a tzarach hasra. One is a talmid chacham. We don't the whole din of hasra le'nitn hasra le'hafchem eshegig le'mezit. The whole purpose of hasra is only that we should know whether you're doing the aver b'mezit or b'shegig. The guy just gave a shir on the topic. Obviously he knows. He didn't forget. But in the middle of saying the shir, he does the chilul shabbos. So he knows himself that he's doing wrong. So there's no need for hasra. So we don't pass like that. We paskin like the Tanoim that afilu chavetz tzarech hasra. It's like zeres hakos. We learn that from a pasuk there on daf mem. On the base, the Gemara has a different suggestions what the pasuk is. We derive from a pasuk that hasra is necessary, and under all circumstances, even if it's clear that he knows what he's doing, you have to have a formality of hasra to declare it. The Rambam writes chavetz tzarech hasra, and he still writes shelanit and sola hapkem eshegin amazing. It's not a contradiction. It means it's a formality. In order to be able to declare that the Aver was done in Mezitz, you have to have the formality of Hasra fulfilled.
Rabbi, does that mean Chodesh means debasing the Mata?
Pardon me, what?
The Hasra is from the Onesh debasing.
Bezin, yeah, Shalmata.
So if he didn't have Hasra, just people saw him?
Yeah. Everybody saw him do this Aver on Shabbos, and he just gave a whole shiur that this is an Aver derais, and he understands himself that he's going to be Chayv Skila. So there's no need to warn him.
So he gives himself
if he gives himself Hasra, that would be good Hasra. If he says, I know that by killing this man they're going to give me Saif, but I want to kill him anyway, and I invite you to give me Saif. So that's, he gave himself Hasra, that's good. Or if the murder victim gives Hasra, that's also good Hasra. One time it says the Hasra is only good if it's given by the Eidim. So that day we don't pass him like that. Shnei Eidim, yeah. So we pass him the Hasra, mipi Atzman, Hasra, mipi Haharu. Anybody can give Hasra, but we paskan Hasra is necessary. And this Tana, Rabbi Yezib, Rabbi Yudahals, Chavar and Tzarah Hasra. So the Gemara says, if a Chavar does need Hasra, so Anisha Chaver also does need Hasra. It doesn't make a difference, a man or a woman. If it's clear to us that the woman or the man knows that what they're doing is an Avera, that deserves a Malkus Amiso, so then there's one Tana whose opinion is not accepted. There's one Tana holds that no Hasra would be needed. So the Gemara asked Akasha, if so, if that is true, that no hasra is needed. So the Gemara asks Akasha, it doesn't make any sense. Wouldn't it be Eidah She'iyata Yochel Lahazimah when the Eidim testify that an Eishes Ish was Mezaneh, but they never said they gave Hasra? If the Eidim said she was Mezaneh, we gave her Hasra, so it's obvious what they're saying, that they're angling to give her the death penalty. They say we gave her Hasra, and the Bezin says, what did you tell her in the Hasra? They said, we told her don't be Mezaneh because we're going to give you the death penalty, we're going to give you Chenek, we're going to give you Sreifas or Skila, whatever. Naira Maras is Beskila, Eishes Baskain is Besreif, and so on. So if the Eidim said exactly what the Hasra is all about, don't do this Aver, we're going to give you Skila, Sreifa, or a Chenek, so then it's clear that they were angling to give it a death penalty. But if you say a Chaver, Anisha Chavera, don't need any Hasra, so how can you ever give an Eishes Ish as Inso, Anisha Chavera? Death penalty based on the principle of Chaver Netzor Hasra. The Eidim can always tie the later on, the Oisrael Bailabonah. We didn't have that in mind. When we testified, the punishment of Kasher Zamam is only administered if Asis Malai Kasher Zamam Las Lachim, we can ascertain that that's what the Eidim had in mind. But if we're not so sure what the Eidim had in mind, did they really have in mind to give the death penalty, Shaloi Kedin, to the innocent victim, or did they just have in mind to wreck our marriage? So the Gemara says, if they say we gave a Hasra, and then you mazim them, the whole story was not true, they weren't even there, they were in a different continent. So if they say they gave Hasra, so it's clear that that's what they had in mind. But if they say we never gave a Hasra, but the Bez knows on their own that if they say we never gave a Hasra, well, we know the woman is an Isha Chavera, and a Chavera doesn't need Hasra, so they say the Pharisees had the one to give Misa. So if that's part of their Haggadah Seder, so we see that that's what they're angling for. But if they didn't say that, they just said, here's an Isha Sish, and we saw the way she was Mezana. And the Bezin knows that the woman is an Isha Chaveira. So the Gemara says that the Bezin shouldn't be allowed to give an Oinish Misa, because the Eidim can always tie in that we only had in mind Lo Yisrael Bailabonu, so it'll come out that it's Eidim Shiyat Teochel Azim. That's the Gemara there. So Tosis is introducing the concept over here in our Gemara. What did the Eidim have in mind? The Gemara said over here in the story, the Eidim testified that the Odon knocked out the Shen V'ayin, or the Ayin V'Shen, of his Eved Penayim. So if the Odin knocks out one of the Chav Talad Rosh Yevar Mashem B'Yayin, the Eved goes free. If the Odin does B'zach HaZeh, he knocks out one of the Evarim and then he knocks out a second Ever. So the Gemara established based on Sukim that you don't say is Yotze B'Shem V'Yayin, is Yotze with the first one, and then the second one the Odin has to pay money. So the Gemara says, what if the witnesses testified that he knocked out Shem V'Yayin? So they're trying to be Meshacha the Eved based on the Hatzoas HaShen. And then they're trying to make the Yodin be Chayv to pay the Eved for the Hatzoas HaAyin. And then you Mazim the Eidim, so they got to pay all. They have to pay everything. So the Gemara has a discussion, what the Tosis introduces into the Gemara, this discussion, what were the Eidim angling to do over here? Were the Eidim interested in freeing the Eved Kenaini? Let's say the whole story that they said was a lie. They were Imanu Ha'izim, the whole thing is Hazam, it's not a lie. So what were they interested in? Were they interested in freeing the Eved Kenaini? They wanted to do him a favor. Let's say they said, Hipeles Eino V'achakach Sime V'achakach Hipeleshino. They say, first Sime Yaseinu V'achakach Hipeleshino. So they're interested in helping out. They were angling to do a toiva to the Eved Kenaini. They wanted that he should go free and should have a few dollars spending money also. The other should have to, was that their interest? The Tovus of Eved, or was their interest to cheat the Eved? Because the truth, they know the truth of the matter was that it all happened in the reverse direction. The first the Odin knocked out his tooth, and then he knocked out the eye. So since he knocked out the eye after the Eved already went free, because after the Bezin will make it, Mardin is going to be glowing Muslim after he went free already from the time that he knocked out the tooth. So then it's going to turn out that the Odin has to pay him the Me'eno. Truth of the matter is it was all the reverse. First he knocked out the tooth, then he knocked out the eye. So they're trying to cheat the Eved from not, they want the Eved shouldn't collect the full amount of money. So that's what Tosis is discussing, adding into the Gemara, in between the lines in the Gemara. What were the Eidim plotting over here? Were they trying to do a Teva to the Eved? The Odner should set him free and give him some spending money also. Said, hey, he said a lie, he's going to get a smaller amount of money. They could have said the lie in the other direction. First the tooth, then the eye. They would have given the Eved more spending money. So it didn't occur to them to tell such a lie. They only wanted to tell this lie. So it was their interest, with their motivation to testify the Tovus of Eved, Or was it the Tavis HaAdam? No, they know the Eved is going to go free anyway. And they think the Eved is going to go free and collect the Meho Ayin. So they wanted to cheat the Eved. So this is all the way Tosis is pressing into Gemara. This is why they read that Gemara there. There's no Kasha Zama. Whenever the Eidim, whenever it's not clear from the testimony what they're intending, so they can always say, we didn't have that in mind. Yisrael by the bottom. So then you don't give Kasha Zamam. You don't punish the Eidim with Kasha Zamam just because this is all included in their testimony. You only give Kasha Zamam if you can make a psychological assessment that that's what they were angling for. That's what they had in mind. Yeah, that's the way Taisa seems to learn Pashup Shad. Others learn the Gemara there, Mitech Shil Chayim Lam Eloi, so Abay Labonu differently. Others learn that it's a Gzeris HaKosuv. There is no such halacha that you only give Kasha Zomam if we can ascertain psychologically that that's what the Eidim were plotting to do. That was what that's what they were interested in accomplishing. No. Kasha Zamam is an onesh. And the Gemara says in Elanaris that you don't need Hasro. You don't need Hasro. We don't know what they had in mind. But the Halacha says we give them the punishment Kasha Zamam based on what their Haggadah Seidus was. The Gemara just says like this. If the Eidim give a Haggadah Seidus and it has two nafkaminas, take for example, the Eidim say that she was a Baskoyin Shezinso. So she was a Baskoyin Shezinso, so she deserves Sreifa, and the boil deserves Chenek. So they gave a Haggadah Seidus on two different things, for Chenek and Sreifa. So then the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, He boesh disarif he veloiz amemeho. That if you're mazim the Eidim, since included in their Haggadah Seidus was two different onshim, included was an Einish Sreifa for the Baskoyin. In the Noinish Chenek for the boil, so you only give the lesser of the two kashas on. Maybe that's what's learned out from that pasuk. That whenever there's Haggadah Seidus that contains two different elements, that you give the lesser of the two punishments. So the others learn that that's the pshat. If a woman is not an isha chaveira, and the witnesses testify that the isha sish was mezaneh, and they say we gave her hasra, don't be mezaneh. We're going to give you the death penalty. We're going to give you Chenek. So that part of the Haggadah Seidus doesn't contain two parts to it. When they say, we gave her Hasra, don't be Mizana, we'll give you Chenek. That Haggadah Seidus is only for Chenek. The rest of the story, they say, the woman is an Eish Yisrael, she lives in our neighborhood, she's married to Pliny. We were there, we watched the way she was Mizana with someone other than her own husband. So that part of the Haggadah Seidus, you can really say, has two different ramifications. Has a ramification, Lo Yisrael Baila, has a ramification, L'chai V'misa. So maybe mitzad that part of the Haggadah Seidus, you would only give him Malkus. You would say Lo Yisrael Baila Bono. You only give the lesser of the two Kasha Zamams. But in a normal case, when the woman is not an Isha Chavera, so the Eidim are going to have to bez and say we can't give Misa unless you gave Hasra. So they say we gave a Hasra. They finish the Haggadah. They say we gave a Hasra. Don't be Mizana, because if you be Mizana, we're going to give you the death penalty of Sayyid of Chenek. So that part of the Haggadah Seidus only has one ramification. The Chenek. It doesn't have a ramification, L'Yisrael Baila. L'Yisrael Baila, you don't need a Hasra that you're going to be Chenek. So others learn that that's what the Gemara means. There is no such halacha of Asis Mulak, Kasha Zamam, Las Halacha, that in order to administer Kasha Zamam, the Bezn has to read into the minds of the Eidim and figure out psychologically what did they have in mind. No, there is no such halacha. It's just that we have a din. So that pasuk means that if Eidim made a Haggadah Seidus, which has two elements to it, has an element of skilo, has an element of sreifa, because she's a baskoyin, has an element of chenik, because the boil gets chenik, doesn't get sreifa. So you give the lesser of the two. So whenever Eidim made on a isha chaverish zinso, so there are two different adios in one. The two different adios contained. There's an element of Lo Yisrael Baila together with an element of L'chai V'misa. So you should give the lesser of the two. You don't give the great one of the two. So that has these two pshatim in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara is determining, the Gemara is ascertaining psychologically what did the Eidim have in mind. The Gemara is saying halacha. It's not a psychological assessment of what they had in mind. We're just saying it then. Whenever there are two kasha zamams, you always go l'kula, give the lesser of the two. So this has ramification in certain areas. Tosis on the first daf in Makkos writes the Ri is mesupik on that base amount. The Ri is mesupik on that din that you say hevelo hezamimeho. That the Edom Zamimim get chenek, they don't get skilom, they don't get sreifa. So Tosis writes they're not sure. The Edom Zamimim don't get sreifa. That's only if they're made on both the boil and the isha. They say she was a baskoin shezinsa with pliny. So they're trying to give her sreifa and they're trying to give pliny chenek. So you give the lesser of the two. You give the kashazam on the lesser of the two. What if they just say there was an ashes kohen, there was a bas kohen who was an ashes ish, and she was insa. We don't know who the boil was, but we know he was past the age of tisha shana v'yamecha. Could be a Jew, could be a guy. We don't even know who he is. So it comes out that they're only saying on her that she's chayv sreifa. They're not saying on two different people. So Tosis writes they're not sure what the din is. If you learn it out from the pasuk kashizam lasis le'ochi v'le'ochi v'le'olachoi, so the Gemara mentions that pasuk also. So maybe it means if they made on ochi v'achoso, then you give it the lesser of the two punishments. Tosis is not sure. So some Rishonim learn that's what the Gemara meant. Mitoch shechanim lo Yisrael ba'al abanu, that sins contained in their hagodas edus is two different edus, an edus on lo Yisrael ba'al. And the Eidus on Misa, because she's an Isha Chaber, and it's our Hasro. So whenever Haggadah contains two different Eidios, two different Halachas, so you only give the Kasha Zomim on the lesser of the two, based on this Pasuk of Hevelo Zememeh.
Wait, what do you mean? Both
Pasukim, Hevelo Boal
and
Kasha Zomim? Mestama, if Hebo Eishti Sorek, you'll just say Hevelo Boalo. He couldn't really derive Hebelo Zememeh. That's why you have to have a system like Hazam Lasik Leochav Lo Lachoso. So once you have that, then you say Bekitzer, Hebelo Boil or Hebelo Zememeh. But it's not really learned that from the Pasik Hebelo Zememeh. It's really learned that from Leochav Lo Lachoso. So that's the Shaila that Tosis had the 2 days in Makkos, that base of Menala. The Shagasarya there on the first daf in Makkos has in the Gvuras Ari, he thinks that what we said is impossible. The way I said a second alternative, that Hiveloizam Meha means whenever the Adam give a Haggadah Seidus and it contains two different Adios in it, an Adis on Isa Labailo, an Adis on Chiv Misa, so you give the Kashazam on the lesser of the two, he said that's impossible. He says, why? Because the din is Engomim, you can't make two Gemar dins. When the witnesses testify that the Baskoin was Mizana with Ploini, the plan is going to be chayv chenek and she's going to be chayv sreifa. So the Bezna is not going to make two gmar dins on the same day. They're going to make a gmar din for either he or she on one day. Then they're going to have halanas adin the next day. They'll give the onish misa. Then they'll make the next day a separate gmar din. The Gemara says he can't make a gmar din for a boil and a nevelos on the same day if they get a different misa. If it's a normal case and eshes ishes insa, the boil and the nevelos both get chenek, or the boil and the nevelos both get skila because she's a naira or rasha. So then you can make the gmar din on both on the same day. It's avei rachas and misa achas. But by baskain she's insa, the Gemara says on that daf, amem aleph. It's avei rachas, but shtei misas. She gets sreifin, he gets chenek. So they can't make the two gmar dins on the same day. They can't make two gmar dins on the same day. So you don't give kasha zaman. That's what Tosis keeps on repeating over here in Ardap. That's a Mishnah. You only give kasha zaman if it's nigmar din apim. So it's never going to be nigmar din on both of them on the same day. It's against the halacha. En gomar dinah shel shnei bnei adam b'yom echad. So he tainas, the Shagazari tainas, that that's Tosis says mesupigri on the first daf of Makkos. Mesupigri, what's the nature of the din? And I'm telling you that some Rishonim learned that the din only applies, that the nature of this din. But that's what Baal Bona means. Whenever the Eidim give a Haggadah, it contains two different Eidios, you give only Kasha Zama on the lesser of the two. So Shagazari says that it can't be that that's the pshat. It's impossible that that's the pshat by Liochi Belo Lachos, because the Bezim will never make a Gmar din on both of them. Can make a Gmar din on both of them, so it's only going to be on one, so it's not a toss-up. So it's a separate din. That the Zaymimim don't get the Sreita. It's not because they were made on two different things, they give them the lesser of the two. Okay, that's his Taina. I don't know what to do with that Taina. But Sof Kol Sof, the Ri is Mesupik. And some Rishonim seem to learn that that's the Kavana Lo Yisrael Ba'al
Abana. I mean, why can't it be just after you kill both? Then one told her what to do to
Eden. Yeah, then there's no Kasha Zaman at all. Or Gwain Arolim, yeah.
I'm saying when you pass on both, right?
What do you mean? You don't make a gemar din on both.
You wait till the second day.
Wait till the second day. So you gave already the einish misa to the first one. You made till the end of the day. I mean, the second day, Bezal will make a gemar din on the second one, and you didn't give the einish misa for the first one yet. And then who's mu? And then who's mu in between? Okay. Maybe that's the case. Okay. You have to look again in the Shagasai. What was bothering him? Yeah, that's an easy ukimta. Okay. Basically, long taisa sanam base we discussed. I don't think we'll do it again. Sure. He said about Peh, about the three different dinam of Lab Shinit and Los Arsens Bezen. Taisa throws in another topic. Okay, we don't have to go. Then maybe tomorrow, maybe we'll start the next Mishnah. Ayin Dalar on the base. Good.